This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I talk to small business owners on this program all the time. And while they are all interesting and teach me something about how this economy works, some of them stick with you more than others. Thus, it is with the cheese lady, who I went to see for the first time a little bit more than a year ago over at LA's Grand Central Market when things were, for her, not great.
If things go how they are this week, we could make payroll, and then that's probably it. Also, just seems so crazy that it's this weird fog of like, no, this will be okay. We'll be okay. But the reality is like, no, it's bad. And so many people that come by, that's their first question. Oh my gosh, are you doing okay?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the hardest question to answer because we're not doing okay.
Lydia Clark is her name. She runs DTLA Cheese at Grand Central Market. It's kind of an indoor-outdoor food stall and vendor space. She does cheeses, obviously wines and sandwiches too. And that is where we started when I went back to see her the other day.
Here it is, DTLA Cheese.
Oh, you know what?
I totally blew it. I already had breakfast. I made such a huge mistake. I should have gotten a sandwich here.
That was so stupid. You can always have second breakfast, early lunch,
late lunch. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm still here. I feel healthy. I feel strong. I feel full of cheese, you know.
So let me get the basics out of the way. How's business?
Yeah. I'm still here.
You're still here, which honestly, I mean, so look, as I said in the introduction of this piece, we talk about you from time to time, and it's always, I wonder how the cheese lady's doing. No offense, right?
Yeah, no, I love that.
It was kind of a toss-up, I thought, as to whether or not you'd still be here.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and I don't feel like we're still, like, totally in the clear, but it does feel so good that I get to wake up and do this every day.
Look, you're clearly a person for whom the attitude of this business means a lot, right?
Yeah.
Being positive. How do you do that when, I mean, you can't possibly be profitable?
No. Yeah, definitely not. I think you just do it day by day. It's like, I get to wake up today and I get to do it today. If I look back at what we've done through this past years, it feels overwhelming in that, like, wow, I'm so resilient. I'm so strong. Our crew is so incredible. And if I look to the future, it feels terrifying of like, oh my gosh, like what is going to happen?
Yeah.
But I have the confidence and I think the strength and we're going to figure something out.
But let me ask you this. How much longer, or are you not even thinking how much longer can you do this? You're just doing it.
No. Yeah. I think if you think that, then it becomes overwhelming. And then it becomes like, I don't think I have it in me. And that's a little bit difficult when you have to plan for holidays and all of these things, and it's like, oh, everything's on a delay, and this price increased, you know. I mean, it's almost laughable when we think when we first started to talk, it was about a 10 to 25% tariff,
right?
And we thought that would close us.
Right.
We didn't know how we would do that, and now it's like, look at everything that we've done and every hoop we've jumped through, and like, I still love what I do.
So brass tacks, you're not profitable.
No.
You had to cut the size of your staff.
Yep.
Did you take a pay cut?
Yeah.
I know I said I wasn't going to ask you this again, but how much longer can you keep doing this?
Till I can't. Till the wheels fall off.
Wow.
Till there's no cheese to be had, you know? Like, I think I feel so hopeful still. Our cheesemakers are still making cheese, you know? The cows are still grazing on those beautiful grasses. Like,
And you can't not milk the cows, right? You got to milk the cows, make the cheese, right?
Yeah, like this is still happening. There's still somebody wrapping that cheese, putting it on a like a truck or a boat or a plane and hoping that it gets to downtown Los Angeles. And I still get to open up that wheel of cheese and like serve it to my community.
So here comes a total supply chain geek question, but is the supply chain a problem for you?
Yes.
Can you get, oh really?
Yeah, there's nothing that's easy.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Supply chains are all messed up, like from even like napkins and bags that we used to use and cheese paper and not even just what we actually are selling, but even the things to put it in, that thing that goes out the door. So it's a constant pivot. Well, what could we use? What can we like be resourceful? Like, what do we have? How can we change this? Like,
is it, this is a weird question, but roll with it. Is it lonely?
No. Cheese is really friendly.
Okay.
I have like a
It's, you know, the pressure of this business, right? I mean,
I have a wonderful partner. My sister and I still FaceTime.
Yeah.
And so, you know, at the other shop too, it's like, I think we used to, for a while there, we're going back and forth, and that felt like, okay, like, cool, we can be able to, like, help each other. And then with now Omicron, like, all this, it's kind of like tighten those reins again, keep our crews, like, safe and no crossover. So it's like, I don't know. So
but
it's like,
but you have to believe those days are going to come again, right?
Yes. And it's like, so riding those waves, and instead of feeling sad for what I don't have, I feel glad for what I do have.
All right, come on, sell me some cheese.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
So I had one last time that was like wrapped in birch bark or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do that, dude.
Okay. So that one, and then pick me something.
I mean, look at, I mean, it's like, these are all my like friends. It's
all
like,
right.
who gets to go home with Kai? let's see.
That's a whole different show. Anyway.
I would say Pecora Nocciolo.
Okay.
There in the back, also from Wisconsin.
Right. I need
visit
like
both of them.
Like not like a, I need
like a quarter pound.
Yeah, okay, yeah. A quarter pound.
I'm gonna cut your cheese.
Okay.
Do you wanna come back?
Go.
Do you wanna cut some cheese?
Oh God, yeah, okay.
Yeah, fun, right?
All right. All right, wait, I gotta wash my hands.
Yeah.
All right. There we go.
We're gonna cut
cheese. I'm a cheesemonger.
Yeah.
How about that?
I mean, we are like, we've just hired a new person, but we're always looking for some new people, you know?
Look, if this radio gig doesn't work out, you know. Yeah, you know, I'm going to have to find something besides cheesemongering, I think. That was Lydia Clark at DTLA Cheese down at Grand Central Market just the other day.